On, I guess, right? So, okay. So yeah, this definitely was an unexpected opportunity I had. I knew I was probably gonna give a presentation of some sort here about my trip. Then Pastor Francine just like out of the blue texts me, "Oh, by the way, like you can you present on such and such on 12th here, or and can you preach?" I'm like, "Oh, well, okay, I guess I will, sure." So here I am, and this is definitely, I think it's probably a first for me, so bear with me here. So, but I appreciate the opportunity I was able to have here, and the encouragement you guys have been to me, and it's been awesome to see through my missions trip here how much God has, how much He supplied, how much He overabundantly gave to me for this trip. And you know, oftentimes we can worry, especially missions trips, we're trying to raise a certain amount of funds, and just to see how God provided more than I needed, and how I was then be able to, with that extra funds, to give to ministries like the VBS helped with the kids in Uganda, and I was able to give some of that to them and help give some to the missions fund here and be able to not just keep it for myself, but be able to, you know, give it to where it was meant to be, the missions. And it was amazing how God provided that. But at the end of the time here, I just want to encourage you something I was convicted while on this trip, and that is boldness for Christ and having boldness in Christ. And if you guys want to turn scripture passage here, it's Philippians 1, verse 20. I'll be moving around a little bit here, but that's where we'll begin. So Philippians 1, verse 20 and 21 says, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, then in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And I just want to open a prayer now. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunities we each have to share your word and just give us boldness to be able to clearly present your word to those who are around, whether it be at the work or with other family members or just out and about on a day-to-day basis. Lord, just help us to be able to grow closer to you. And thank you for this time. Just give me a clarity of thought to share your word. And you know, I pray. Amen. One of the opportunities while I was there in Germany was we were walking down downtown in Ingolstadt with the German pastor, Christoph Rutgers. It was, you know, the nightlife was there, but we were going down there to get some ice cream and stuff. And he told us, was telling us about the city and what he liked about it. And, you know, there was a lot, you know, lots to talk about, and we're just walking down the street amongst the hustle and bustle of people. But he began to tell us, he said, "What I don't like about the city is," and that's when some man stepping out of a taxi called up and said, "What do you not like about this city?" And it was a shock to all of us, and we're like, "You know, this is kind of a private conversation. What do you think you're doing?" Like, to me, I was just going to keep on walking until I ignore the dude. You know, he may have been drunk or something, I don't know. But it was really cool to see, you know, how, you know, Pastor Christoph, he didn't push it off, but he stopped, turned to the guy and started talking to him, and he ended up talking to him about 15 minutes while we were there, and he shared his own testimony, being saved out of the nightlife, the culture there that was all around us, turning to Christ. And by the end of that time, it was amazing to see the guy, his whole demeanor changed, and how he actually started breaking down crying. And it was just kind of like, it was almost a shock to me, like, man, this, you know, it's, we could have We actually went to another ice cream shop earlier, but it had closed, and so we had to walk further to go to this one, and that's when I ran into this man. And it was cool that, you know, the man didn't make a decision that day, but he was able, Pastor Christoph was able to give the give contact info and the church info to him for maybe a possible contact. But it could have been so easy just to throw it off and not have gave him a second look, you know, just whatever, and keep on walking, like totally ignoring him. But he didn't see that as an annoyance. He saw it as an opportunity to have an opportunity to share the gospel with his people. Additionally, in Munich, as I said earlier about the book table, was definitely a big stretching for me. And as I said, it got me thinking, why shouldn't I be willing to give tracts to people instead of being embarrassed about it? Or at the very least, you know, it does make people think. And there were so many times on the trains moving from town to town how conversations with people, you know, I could have said more and I should have said more, but I didn't because I was, you know, got chickened out or something. And it really convicted me after that time to be able to really think about why I should have boldness in Christ and through him. Pastor has been talking about the I talked about the works of God, the works of Christ, and how it should embolden us each and every day to be able to share those works of God through our own lives, and even on Wednesday nights here. Ooh, is there something I need to do here to make this work? Even Wednesday nights here at church, we've been going through, have been going through Timothy. And it was cool in Timothy how many times Paul's letter, and how many times throughout Paul's letters, I was reminded of how bold Paul was and how he was sharing and proclaiming the truth of the gospel. And so I asked myself, why don't I have that boldness? And why can't we have that boldness as a church body? I just have two quick points today. I don't know if I'll make it to 7:30, but oh well. So the first point there I wanted to make is why don't we have boldness? And number two is why can't we have boldness, and why should we have boldness and confidence through him? And as I read earlier, Philippians 1:20-21, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So why don't we have boldness? By no means, I have a couple points, but by no means is an exhaustive list or an answer to this, answer to this question. But I think a lot of it comes down to, in my own life, is pride. And the lack of boldness in Christ can be found in pride. It's often I'm too worried about what others think of me, or I'm not good enough at such this or that, or I'm not comfortable doing that. We don't want to look lame and to someone else in other people's eyes. But I often catch myself thinking these thoughts and realizing how self-focused they are, and worried about what I will look like and what others will think of me, and I'm not good enough to do this. I'm not comfortable doing that. But I can't have thought, you know, was Christ comfortable on the cross? Well, obviously not. Was he worried about what others thought of him? Obviously not. That pride can seep into, I know it does in my life. And Galatians 6:3 says, for if I, a man, think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Without Christ, we are truly nothing. We deserve, all of us deserve hell. And without him, we have nothing. And pride can ultimately, is ultimately telling God that we are better than him. Well, our choices, our ways, our thoughts are higher than his thoughts. And our ways are higher than his ways. And obviously, that's totally backwards. We're too often too prideful to think through that and be able to humble ourselves. And I know that was the case for me. And it was one of the things I realized on this trip. And the second thing that I came across was, it was very tightly intertwined with that, is the is fear, which because of pride, we often have fear. And not the fear of snakes or of free of heights, because that could be healthy, a healthy fear. I can make a joke about John right now, but I won't. so that's not what we're talking about. But from what a fear, I'm talking about a fear that stops us from doing what we know we should do. And as I was thinking through this message, I was thinking of so many characters throughout the Bible that feared. Gideon feared the Midianites and didn't want to fight. Moses feared Pharaoh and didn't want to lead his people, speak in behalf of Israel. Peter feared the Pharisees and didn't stand for Christ, even denying him. Jonah feared, of all things, God's forgiveness of the people of Nineveh and didn't want to go warn them. And Paul feared the future, the journey ahead with Paul and Barnabas. I mean, Mark feared the journey and didn't want to continue the journey and left. And throughout the Bible, there's these examples, and we often, they each had a task to do, but they all of them feared something and weren't able to complete the task that was that God had given them, or weren't initially able to follow through. But before we give them a hard time about that, it's good to look at our own lives and look at their own commands that God has given us. God has gave each one of them throughout the Bible commands to do, but what has God commanded us to do, and we're just doing the same thing, fearing what people will do to us or what people think of us. God has commanded us, you and I, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, as Mark 16:15 says. And for me, the missions trip was to go to Germany and England and be able to share the gospel there and to help ministries. But often for you, it's right here in Kansas City. The world around you is, there's people, your neighbors that don't know who Christ is, don't know truly, don't have a true understanding of who he is. And I have to admit, ultimately pride and fear hindered me on this trip. I know it's shocking that I'm not perfect, right? but it didn't take a full advantage of the opportunities God had given me, and it was definitely convicting and something that I definitely need to work on, and I need to be more bold to share the truth of of God's word. But the most, I guess, the encouraging part here is why we can and why we should have this opportunity, have this boldness for Christ. And there's two things that I put down here is God supplies all our needs, and God also commands us to have the boldness and confidence in him. It's not in ourselves. It's not what, how much, not that cocky, arrogant boldness, but it's a reliance on someone beyond us. And if you guys would turn to Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31 says, and 32, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Christ supplied our greatest need. He sacrificed his only son for our sins. He was that sacrifice for us. It really is the least we can do in our own lives to give our own lives to him. And ultimately, we are not our own. We are bought with a price, as 1 Corinthians 6 says. He will give us the boldness that we need. And if we are willing to ask and willing to humble ourselves, and Christ will strengthen us. He strengthens the fearful, as he saw many times throughout the scriptures. And he humbles the proudful. And in 1 John 5:14 it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." In Philippians 4:19, another passage, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." And those verses, you know, we each can turn to and claim as promises of God. And, you know, each and every one of us may have times we can think back to and think back how we're fearful and stuff. But I remember a time when, you know, when I was little, I was, you know, scared of dark, as it seemed like every kid is. But my parents wrote down on the card, "What time am I afraid? I will trust in thee." And, like, told me, gave it to me when I was scared at night. And they told me to put it on my Bible or put it on the wall by my bed and so I could look at it every time I was afraid. And that was really, it was encouraging to see my parents willing to not give, you know, not say stuff from their own, like, "Oh, you're fine," but to give the gospel behind, to give scripture verses to encourage me and to, even as a five-year-old, realize, you know, scripture is more than just something on Sunday, but is a day-of-life thing. So, we have the same God that the people in the Bible did. We have the same God still. He's unchangeable. He's unchanging. We have the same God that helped Gideon defeat the Midianites. We have the same God who helped Moses lead his people, helped Peter stand up for Christ, and helped Mark return in his journey and to minister to Paul even after he abandoned him. And he even humbled Jonah there to enough to go warn the Ninevites. And those works of God that pastors talked about should embolden us to serve him greater and should see that God's perfect love does cast out fear and that we shouldn't fear what fear of man should not stop us from what we know is right to do, from following through with God's commands. And as Hebrews 13:6 says, "So that we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me.'" And if we lay aside our pride and put away our fear that so often creeps into our lives, especially with me and there in Germany, you know, passing out these tracts and not being confident in the language, but also, you know, you're being the religious person and, you know, people could look, often do look down upon you. And it was, you know, like yelled out as we sometimes did. And thankfully in Germany, you often didn't know what they're saying. But it was encouraging to know that, you know, it's something beyond it. They're not being mad at us. They're really mad at God. And how we don't have to fear what people will do to us because the Lord truly is our helper. And we don't have to fear what God, you know, the worst they can do is kill us, and where will we be? In heaven with God in glory. So that was very encouraging to me to remind myself of that and keep on reminding myself of that. When I got nervous about, you know, talking to someone or just, you know, someone's home, I'm going to skip that house. But no, just going to it and be able to maybe make a small amount of conversation there and have a face with the invitation you're giving them is much more than just looking in your letterbox or in that case, and just pulling it out and not really knowing what this is all about. But to be able to have that connection is much more, and that given the having the confidence to do that is what Christ can give us if we ask for it. God brings a people across your path for a reason. And as I saw with Pastor Christoph there in Ingolstadt, how he used that man stepping out of a taxi right then as we were talking by, he used that opportunity to share with him the gospel and his own testimony. He didn't waste his opportunities that, you know, come out of the blue with an unexpected thing. He took advantage of them and was able to have, you know, have a calm mind to be able to, it reminds me of the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip, you know, he started where he was and was able to say, well, this is why I don't like this city, and showed up the frivolousness of the drinking and the drugs and the stuff beyond, you know, it's just the sin that went on, and be able to show that to him and saying, you know, there's something much better than this, and something much better than where your life is going, ultimately. There's Christ, and he is so much more, he's so much worth so much more than all these other things in the world today.
Yes.
So I challenge you, in closing here, that to pray, and pray for each other in this area of boldness, and pray for me in this area of boldness as I look for different jobs and have the opportunities that many of you have given me, that, you know, no matter where we are or our work, that we have boldness to be able to share the truth with people. And when opportunities arise, that we can give what they ultimately often don't realize they need. And, well, heart of hearts, they do know they need something. They're searching for something beyond them, which is God. And so I challenge you to pray for one another in this area. As Paul says and tells the Ephesians to pray in Ephesians 6:18-20, says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that wherein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I know that's my prayer, and I hope that's your prayer as well, to be that person that can open their mouths boldly and to make known the gospel, mystery of the gospel, to those who don't know him. And that's one of the opportunities one major thing that I learned while I was there, and there's so much more stories and so much more things I could say, but there's not time for that. So I pray that that we all can claim this boldness that God provides. That God will in promises to embolden us and to give us confidence, standing up for the truth, that our testimonies, that we can exemplify Christ through our testimonies. So let's close in prayer. Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity to learn about the word, and this opportunity you've given me to go to Germany and to point things out that I needed to work on, and that I can be here and be able to share some of that, be able to challenge others that we need to have boldness for you. And just, Lord, give us that confidence that we can have in your promises, that you will be a helper to us, that we don't have to fear man, what they do to us, that help us to realize that you are boldness. You are the rock and our foundation, Lord, that we are nothing without you. Just help us to keep that, make it humble us, Lord, and we'll see your need for you in our lives continually. In you I pray. Amen.